Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Good Friday, and I'm joined by Baylor safety, Jalen Petrie. So, Jalen, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. I know you're in between meetings with NFL teams as we inch closer to draft weekend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Got out of a workout, have a Zoom set up later. You know, just like I said, grateful for the experience and just trying to take it all in one step at a time and, you know, enjoy it.
That's good to hear, man. I know this can be kind of a hectic time for NFL prospects. I mean, you're meeting with all types of teams and then you're training and trying to stay focused ahead of the NFL draft. But Jalen, let's recap your outstanding college career at Baylor there in Waco, Texas. You came out of Stafford High School. You're an all-district defensive back. You arrived on campus. It was Matt Rhule who was the head coach, who's currently the Panthers head coach. So in that process of recruitment, Jalen, what sold you on the Baylor football program?
Yeah, so I was actually recruited by Coach Browse during his, you know, tenure at Baylor. And it was great. You know, they offered me as a sophomore and I immediately committed. You know, I thought it was a great school for me to develop as a football player, but also, you know, develop off the field as well. You know, I thought it'd be a great school for me to get a degree from. And with that, you know, I grew so much closer to Jesus, and that has helped me, you know, grow in all areas of life. So, you know, I'm grateful for my experience and I'm thankful that I, you know, chose that school.
Yeah, you know, that Baylor football program has been on the rise for several years. You're seeing all kinds of successful NFL pros coming out of the football program. But then, Jalen, one thing you did that not a lot of college athletes can replicate is you earned immediate playing time as a freshman. And then, of course, you developed into an AP first team All Big 12 safety as a junior, put together your best season of your career in 2021. You led the Big 12 with 17 and a half tackles for loss. You were named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. So in a nutshell, Jalen, what factors played into your breakout senior season?
Yeah, I would say all the hard work and all the wins and losses, you know, in the years prior. I went through a lot, you know, in the early years, like you said. I earned some playing time. I love football. I love to study the game and understand how every piece works. But I don't think I was ready physically. And, you know, it was a big step that I had to take. And throughout the years in between there, I took those steps and I continued to get better. And then at the end, it was just like perfect timing for me and my teammates. You know, we had all, you know, been at the top of our career in our last year. So we did a great job and we definitely had a lot of supporting, you know, pieces in there as well that were, you know, great young athletes on our team that played a part in those wins as well. So, you know, like I said, just a culmination of all the hard work and all the wins and losses that I had before that last year. I would give credit to that. And also, you know, my great coaches that I had as well.
Well, that's a perfect segue, Jalen, because former LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda took over as Baylor's head coach in 2020. You know, he's a defensive-minded head coach. What type of impact did he have on your career?
He had a huge impact. You know, he more off the field than on the field, in my opinion. I feel like as a head coach, he has to deal with a lot more than he probably did as a defensive coordinator, but I feel like he handled it well. You know, he taught me how to be more patient and just develop as a leader because, you know, like I said, that's something that he's been working on. So it was kind of like, you know, he took that as something that the whole team needs to work on. And it was just, like I said, perfect timing for everybody, how we just all grew into to something great in that last season. Coach Aranda is a great, you know, defensive mind, a great offensive mind, because obviously he has to understand that as well, and a great head coach, but an even better man because, you know, he's worried about athletes off the field more than he is on the field. So I'm grateful that I had him as a coach, and he played a big part, you know, in my development and my success later in my career.
Well, success certainly was at your disposal, Jalen, because you were the only player in all of D1 FBS football with at least 3 fumble recoveries, 3 forced fumbles, and 2 interceptions, solidifying your case as the nation's most disruptive defensive back. So, Jalen, as you prepare for the NFL, do you expect to carry that reputation?
Definitely. You know, I'm trying to be as impactful as possible and as productive as possible wherever I go. I just understand that I have to, you know, work for that, and I have to continue to get better. And the first part that I'm working on is just gaining a trust from my coaches and my teammates. I think once you do that, you're able to kind of free yourself and be yourself. So that'll allow you to play a lot more free and faster. So that's something that I'm trying to do right when I step into the facility, wherever I get drafted.
You participated in the 2022 Senior Bowl there in Mobile, Alabama. Jalen, you were coached by the national team, which was Robert Saleh and that Jets staff. How did you benefit from competing against some of the nation's top prospects?
Yeah, it was huge for me because, you know, there's always the talk of the Big 12 isn't as good as the SEC or all these other great conferences. But Jim Nagy puts on a great event at the Senior Bowl and allows you to play against the best of the best. So being able to do that, I feel like I maximized my time there. And I feel like I showcased what I needed to show. I showed them that I could also be a deep safety, and I had that versatility in my tool set. So Jim, I'm forever grateful for being invited by Jim Nagy and the whole Senior Bowl. And I think it was a great experience for me.
Did you take anything away, Jalen, from all those meetings? Because I also did talk to another draft prospect that was there in Mobile. He was talking about getting up early. You have meetings with the coaching staff, you know, trying to get you into that NFL mindset of what it's like once you get to the league. So did you have any major takeaways or impressions from the way things were run over there in Mobile?
Yes, it was just about, you know, being a professional. You know, it was very, I feel like Baylor, Coach Rule, and Coach Aranda did a great job at preparing us to be ready for those type of meetings and those long days. So when I got there, it wasn't pretty hard for me and my teammates that were there from Baylor. You know, we knew what time it was, and wherever we're at, we're just trying to, you know, be professionals and always trying to be on time and trying to do things the right way. So it wasn't much of a change up for us. So I feel like we're going to be ready wherever we end up.
Well, that certainly is the case. A lot of Baylor players that were there in Mobile. And then, of course, the NFL Combine, where some Baylor Bears stole the show as well. You were invited to the event there in Indy, and you performed in front of NFL evaluators. You met with NFL teams. And again, the NFL Combine, a marquee event. So much so that they televised the events in primetime over there at Lucas Oil Stadium. So, Jalen, what was that experience like for you?
It was mind blowing. You know, like you said, it's on TV, it's showcased. Everybody's always watching the combine, and it was just surreal to be, you know, in that stadium with those great athletes. You know, we also seen a couple legends, Rod Woodson, you know, just a lot of, you know, great people in there with good energy. So it was good to be there and compete with those great athletes and just have fun out there and just be grateful for the moment. So, you know, the combine was great, and I thought I did overall pretty well, and my teammates did as well. So it was very good for us.
Man, considering, you know, all the buzz around the NFL Combine, you got people posting tweets of these guys running fast 40s, and you have all the attention on you, Jalen. Did you have any nerves prior to your workout at the Combine?
I honestly didn't have any nerves, you know. Things happen so fast, and when you're in the moment, you just doing what you've been training all the way up to that point. So whenever I did the drills, when I did the jumps and all that stuff, it was just like another rep for me. Like practicing, I had to just get to my cues and just do all the things that I had been practicing up to that point. And it kind of just felt like another practice. So it wasn't very nerve-wracking for me.
So I know you mentioned this at the very beginning of the podcast, the pre-draft process. You're traveling right now. You're meeting with teams. And then, of course, right now the top 30 visits is really what has taken over the NFL, where these teams are bringing in prospects that they're interested in. And I know that you've also been partaking in that as well. What has this entire pre-draft process been like for you, Jalen? Has it been what you expected, or has it been a little something that you maybe weren't preparing for?
In terms of, you know, the visits and all the Zooms, it wasn't something that I expected.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I didn't expect to be talking to all these great coaches, these great football minds, and also being able to go tour these facilities. You know, there's a lot of nice places. You're able to meet the GMs, the head coaches, position coaches, coordinators. It's been a great experience, and, you know, I'm thankful for all that's come with it so far.
So for those listening at home, Jalen, you know, there's a lot of questions about top 30 visits and what exactly goes on during one of those trips for you NFL prospects. So can you provide some insight about what your typical schedule looks like when you're going to visit these team facilities?
Definitely. You show up early in the morning, and you're usually meeting with all of the coaches on your side of the ball, meeting with some executive staff, meeting with some, you know, off the field staff, and you're also touring the facilities. So that's kind of the meat and potatoes. And then here and there, you able to see a couple players, you know, working out there and different things along that nature. You're basically like on another official visit for college. That's what it basically feels like, but more in a professional, you know, arena. So that's kind of what a top 30 visit entails.
Now, Jalen, who have you been training with during this pre-draft process? What does your daily workout schedule look like right now?
Yes, sir. So I was training at Exos in Frisco with Brent Callaway and Jordan Brown for all the way up to my pro day. And then after my pro day, I moved to Houston and I'm working with Coach Leroy at Total Performance Fitness in Stafford, Texas. And it's been great. You know, I wake up. So before I was working out 2 to 3 times a day at Exos, and now it's more one time a day at Total Performance in the morning. And then I usually get some football drills in the afternoon. So pretty busy. You know, sometimes that's canceled due to the visits and stuff like that, but pretty active at this point, getting ready for whatever the future holds whenever I get drafted.
Jalen, I always find it fascinating, man, because when I talk to different NFL draft prospects and any NFL athlete, one major part of this entire process and really performing at the highest level is your diet and what you're consuming on a day-to-day basis. And so with all your training that's going on, what are you ingesting, man? What are you taking in? What are some of those protein-heavy meals that you're eating, protein shakes? Like, how are you taking care of the health side of this?
Yeah, that's the biggest part, because your fuel is what allows you to, you know, go to these workouts and kill them. So in the morning, I'm usually eating around 3 eggs and around 3 pieces of turkey bacon with a lot of water and some electrolytes. And then around lunchtime, I'm usually eating Some chicken breast, broccoli, and like carrots with maybe some rice. And then at nighttime, I'm usually eating chicken breast or tilapia with more broccoli and carrots or like some sweet potatoes. So it's a very strict schedule. And I think that's the biggest part that allows you to, you know, play faster and for you to just be, you know, yourself on the field. It just, your diet will take you way farther than anything else will, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's important. And it's cool to hear you all talk about it, because it certainly is one of those factors that will help you have a long and successful career. But we're rapidly approaching to the NFL draft, under 2 weeks away, round one scheduled for Thursday, April 28th. So have you made any plans for draft weekend yet?
Not really. I want it to be a family event, you know, just me, my brother, my parents, and my girl, for us to just enjoy the moment, but understand that it's a lot more work that goes into it. You know, this is a big moment for us, but it's just the start of something new. So I want to stay level-headed and, you know, not celebrate too much, because I know that I have a lot more to do in terms of, you know, production on the field when it comes to the league.
For sure, man. Well, I hope you have a nice gathering with those who have supported you all the way up to this point. But I'm sure one of these questions have already been asked to you by many NFL teams. What type of locker room value do you bring to a team? And leadership is also another thing that comes with you, Jalen, is you're a leader on and off the field. What can you bring to an NFL franchise?
Yeah, the first thing that I'm going to bring is that competitive nature. You know, I'm going to find who's ever the best at whatever we're doing, and I'm going to try to be better than them at that. I think when you do that, you uplift the team and you make the team a lot better, because everybody wants to be, you know, the best and good at something, or at least most people do. The second thing that I want to bring is my instincts and my football intelligence. When I'm on the field, you know, I'm able to see things due to my film study and my football knowledge, and be able to, you know, communicate that with my teammates in order for all of us to eat and make plays. The last part is just my hunger to make plays. You know, I want to be relentless when I'm out there on the field, in a training room, and in the film room. I want to do everything that I can do to make the plays. So those are the three characteristics that you're going to get when you draft me. And yeah, that's it.
And that's well said right there, Jalen. And also another thing I want to bring to your attention is the versatility that you bring to the table. I mean, you played the star position as a DB linebacker hybrid there for Dave Aranda. You covered passes. You played the run. You rushed the passer as a slot safety linebacker. I mean, you did it all on tape, Jalen. So how does that versatility make you stand out amongst the rest of the defensive backs in this year's draft class?
Yeah, it just shows the coaches and the GMs that I have, you know, dipped my toe in a lot of different, you know, areas. And I hope that they can trust me wherever they want to put me, and that, you know, like I said, I'm productive wherever they want to put me. I think, like you said, that does differentiate me from a lot of the other safeties and DBs in this draft. And hopefully, you know, that works out well for me. But wherever I'm drafted, I'm going to be grateful. And I'm going to, you know, show up every day and work every day.
I'd imagine that your versatility has been a key talking point from teams, right, Jalen? I mean, I'm sure they're picking your brain. They're talking about your film and what you can accomplish. I mean, is that something that has brought some extra value to your draft stock?
Definitely. You know, coaches sometimes play with me. I've had a coach tell me that he was going to send me to the DN and outside linebacker room to work with them due to all of the rushing that I did in college. You know, also, you know, talked about some corner stuff, but, you know, I'm cool, whatever they want to do, as long as, you know, like I said, I'm being productive and I'm having fun with my teammates. It really doesn't matter to me in terms of, you know, where I'm at on the field, as long as, you know, it's for the better of the team.
Well, that's a great mentality, a winner's attitude, and I'm sure that is what is going to lead you to have an outstanding professional career. Now, Jalen, before we end this interview, one thing that I did notice when I was looking at your social media, you put up a post, this was a long time ago, but of Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, a guy that played with Arizona early in his career. He's currently a free agent right now, but he also brings a lot of that versatility. He can make plays in the backfield. He can also cover very well. Is he one of your favorite NFL players to watch film on?
Definitely. My favorite player ever to watch film on. I think he's the best football player or one of the best football players ever. And just, you know, his mentality, I think that separates him from a lot of people. And he also has, you know, that swagger on the field and off the field to add to that. So, you know, he's the standard for safeties, and he's a reason why I'm in the position that I am right now, because I've taken a lot of things from his game and have implemented into mine as well.
Well, that's fantastic, man. There are those similarities. You know, you look at your tape and you see the instincts that you possess, and certainly Tyrann Mathieu, one of the best to ever do it, an all-pro in his own right. But again, Jalen, I appreciate you taking the time, man. I know you got a lot on your plate right now, but having you on the podcast was a pleasure. Just trying to pick your brain a little bit, talk about this pre-draft process. And I just want to tell you, man, I'm rooting for you, continuing to wish success upon your NFL career. And, man, draft weekend is coming really soon, bro, so I'm sure you're hyped for it.
For sure, my man. I appreciate you, you know, bringing me on today, taking the time to talk to me, and I hope everything goes well with you in the podcast.
Sounds good, brother. Well, take care. God bless, and have a great Easter weekend.
All right. You too, my man. You have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.